Welcome to the Smart Marks Podcast, your weekly look into all things professional wrestling, no matter if it happens in a squared circle, a six-sided ring, or an Aztec temple. Here to lay the smackdown on your ear holes are your hosts, the Smart Marks, Matt Salgado and Jeremy Holman.
Everybody,
we are back. We're all back. All three of us are back.
Three man booth.
We're back.
And better than ever.
So, which one of us is the Byron Saxton of the group?
Byron Saxton,
definitely Alex.
Yeah, definitely Alex.
So, are you Corey Graves? You're just gonna talk shit to me?
Oh yeah, I'll be Corey Graves.
You're a Maggle. I am the oldest of the three of us. So
hey,
I guess Maggle. That makes sense.
You got a Mexican wife, Maggle.
Maggle. I got a shitty tattoo on my back, Maggle.
Hey, Maggle. Jim Ross said you dressed in one of those Mexican outfits on the Mid Young Classic commentary.
We had Jim Ross back this week. Son of a bitch. Jim Ross, friend of the podcast.
Friend of the
podcast.
Yeah, he did, huh?
Yeah.
Or
not Jim Ross, Jerry Lawler.
I was going to say Jim Ross blocked you guys?
Jerry Lawler.
He was,
I couldn't remember who it was.
He filled in for Booker T.
Yeah.
After I wish that the airport lost his luggage. Yes.
Because of his stupid Affliction t-shirts. Yeah.
Really tired of those.
So we were blocked by Michael Cole, JBL, Jerry Lawler.
Right.
One point we shouted out Byron Saxton. We're like, shout out to Brian Saxton for being the only member of commentary who hasn't blocked us.
Yeah. Him and Graves.
And Graves hasn't yet, so... There's still time.
There's still time.
And Booker T.
Challenge accepted.
We haven't gotten booked by or blocked by Tom Phillips.
Tom Phillips.
Oh, Tom.
Make fun of his Instagram.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. We just need to make a bunch of jokes about his Instagram.
Yeah.
And that's sure to happen.
Call him a face fucker.
Dang,
Hashtag face fucker.
Hashtag
just throwing out some ideas, man.
Just start every time one of us gets on a flight or anything. Just like, hey, it's a 4-hour flight. What should I do?
I should have did that.
It's a Todd Phillips flight, guys.
Anytime one of us gets on a flight, just message him right away or send him a tweet. Hey, what should I do on the 4-hour flight?
I'm sure I took pictures of me on the airplane, so I'll just go back and just
and pretend you're getting on a flight. Yeah, that's what you should do.
I'll do that. Sounds good.
How are you, fellas?
Good, man.
It's nice to have Alex back two weeks in a row.
Right?
Yeah. Well,
we took
a week off.
Two shows in a row.
You had to work, and I was fighting to get back. My training ran long. We got a new district manager. So he was talking. And finally, we're just leaving.
Did you tell STFU I have a podcast? It's a
fucker. I got a wrestling podcast.
I got a wrestling show to attend to, man.
Man, fuck sales.
Yeah.
Yeah, seriously. Just cell phones.
Right?
Well, it's good to be back, man.
It is. For all of us, it's good to be back.
Well, everybody caught up in all the wrestling.
A lot of goddamn wrestling
to catch up on. Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, a little tournament commenced this week.
SummerSlam happened.
SummerFest. Fucked up the ball on that. We're supposed to be called SummerFest that week.
We had TakeOver go down, and then we had the start of the Mae Young Classic.
Which was pretty awesome. We had some pretty goddamn good Ross. Some good SmackDowns. Got some debuts on SmackDown.
Yeah, we did.
Some big debuts.
Yeah.
One possibly still to come.
You're talking about Shelton Benjamin being the biggest one of all.
Yeah.
I was thinking more of a glorious person.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know who the fuck that guy is. But the gold standard's back.
Yeah.
We took one black guy out of a tag team and put another one back in.
Yeah.
No one's going to notice.
Perfect writing, right?
Yeah. Writing.
That's fine. I don't care. As long as we get Shelton Benjamin on TV, I'm okay with that. Shelton Benjamin is now teaming with
Chad Gable.
And that was a hell of a match.
Sure was.
I love seeing Shelton Benjamin.
Yeah. They look good.
I'm digging it.
I'm happy he's back.
So am I.
Rightfully so, back in WWE after all.
Back on
years.
SmackDown. That's where he needs
to be.
Yeah.
He's on SmackDown. He'd get lost in the shuffle on Raw, I think.
Everybody gets lost in the shuffle.
He'd end up on the Titus Worldwide brand.
It's like, you know, you're
Titus Worldwide.
After, you know, finishing out a feud and then creative has up before you and then you're in the battle royal and you get tossed out by the very person you beat in the feud decisively. So.
Pull a Kurt Hawkins. Did y'all see that picture?
Yeah.
Him getting thrown out.
Yeah.
And then he put a side by side with Luger being Bret Hart from WrestleMania 10, and basically said, you know, when you work hard, things pay off. It made it seem like they're lifting him up as he just won something, but they're really just teaming him up to get him out. I don't know. That was pretty funny.
That's good. Good old Kurt Hawkins.
Kurt Hawkins. So Alex alluded to it. We had the glorious one.
Glorious.
Yeah. My only worry with Bobby Roode being on SmackDown is like when you graduate from NXT and you go to the main roster, you realize how short you are compared to the rest of the roster.
Yeah.
And Bobby Roode's like barely clearing those ropes.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a short guy.
He's a short, like, dude, like going back to TakeOver, like Drew McIntyre being our new NXT champion, Drew McIntyre was like towering over.
Well, that dude's a big guy anyway.
He looked huge.
Yeah. Have you seen the pictures of Triple H shaking his hand backstage? And I was like, fuck, he's like
holding a baby's hand.
I thought they were going to be the same size, too. I was like, shit, that's
crazy. I was surprised how smaller he is than compared to. Yeah.
I don't think he clears 6 feet. I think he's like, you know, in the 5'10".
5'10" and a half.
Supposedly his first feud is going to be against Dolph Ziggler.
Oh, great.
Starting next week.
That's a good feud.
It'll be great.
That's a good start. That's a good feud to, you know, finish out Dolph Ziggler's WWE career with.
Yeah, right.
And you can go and comedy club tour or something.
Go sell chicken and cricket phones.
Go bail out his brother out of jail.
Jeez, 15 years, man.
Is that, oh, wow.
Yeah, his brother went to jail 15 years for involuntary manslaughter.
Out,
which involuntary, like the kidnapped a guy, right? And it was a drug deal gone wrong.
Yeah, but he wasn't the one that pulled the trigger. Okay. So when you're not actually involved,
so he wasn't the one,
but you're still contributed to it. But you're like,
I wasn't aware of the details.
If you hit somebody with your car and you killed them,
yeah,
that's involuntary.
Or if you blow up a limo on Raw and Vince McMahon dies, that's, and then he comes back.
Yeah, but Paul London was never charged. I mean, yeah, you saw his face. He was the only one grinning.
So why does Big Show now look like
Homer Simpson?
He looks like King Kong Bundy from 2K14.
That's funny. King
Kong Bundy. Yeah, like bad.
Horrible.
What the fuck? Why?
I don't know why he shaved. He told him to shave.
I don't know, but it was bad.
Did you tell him to shave?
I told him to shave. I told him I could be the only fat white guy.
When you shaved that one time, you're like, I'm going to tell Big Show to shave next.
Yeah, and it worked.
It scared me that week.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
never happened again.
Not a good look on Big Show. Bring back the beard, dude.
Got that text up there. It's hilarious.
Oh yeah.
If you're watching on Twitch.
What's up, Joe?
Joe Luna.
You
just been down.
I forgot that was up.
No, yeah. Thanks for saying hi, Joe.
Thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah. Yeah, thanks for saying hi, Joe. Could have had you on the show and done the Conor McGregor for you in person, but
we could do it remotely.
So, should we break down
a couple pay per views that happened?
Sure. Let's do a takeover.
It's been a while.
Oh, you had to do that.
Yeah.
Aaron Lewis in the house.
Should we leave this up here?
Can you change it without taking down the whole site?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah.
Bye, Joe.
Bye, Joe. It was nice having you on the show. TakeOver 3 Brooklyn happened about 2 weeks ago. Overall, really fun.
Very solid.
Great show, man. Great show.
Rocket League.
Right? It's funny, like, hearing, because the Mae Young Classic sponsored by Rocket League, too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just funny to me hearing JR plug
the Rocket League. Soccer with your car.
Available on PS4, Xbox One, and GameCube.
Through the PlayStation 4, Xbox Live,
and Steam.
Stone Cold.
Sooners win. Boomer Sooners.
Yeah, I'm surprised they haven't done a WWE, like, car.
In Rocket League, right? As much as they sponsor them.
Yeah. Andrade Almas with Zelina Vega defeated Johnny Gargano in our opening match.
Great match. Great
match.
Opener.
That was a great match to kick off.
Every match. Let's just set
honestly,
the bar.
Every
match on NXT was great.
You're going to set the bar?
Yeah.
Are you Sheamus and Cesaro?
Yeah, we're going to do that.
You're going to set the bar?
We're going to do the fusion
first. Oh,
yeah. Jump over the fusion. And then set the bar.
Oh, you're right.
Awesome stuff. Really good match.
I was surprised Almas went over, honestly.
Almas finally gets a big win on a pay-per-view or special event. So
kudos to him.
Kudos on Almas for not losing for once.
Right.
Especially a big match. On top of that, we got new tag team champions, Insanity, with Eric Young and Alexander Wolf taking the championships. That was
Killian
nice.
And Dayton just destroying people on the outside is the best.
Yeah,
part of
destroying
that spot with the table.
Nikki Cross.
Yes,
and I think it was. I can't remember. I think it was Rezar.
Yeah,
it was Rezar caught Nikki Cross, and here comes Killian Dayton just bull rushes them, and they all crash through that table. That
I love
was
like.
Sick.
I mean, Rezar caught Nikki Cross, and like you just see Killian the Day like in the back, like losing shit.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Killian Smasher. Why does he sound like Opie? I think
Dutch.
Opie.
No, Peter's coworker that's got the board in his head. Oh, that guy. That's how you made him sound.
Yeah, that's his, he is Opie. Asuka defeated Ember Moon to retain her NXT Women's Championship.
And then relinquished her title.
Relinquished it because she broke her collarbone.
Her victory bone. Did you not see that?
No.
Her x-ray, she wrote victory
bone. Oh, that's
bone
right. Yeah, I did see that on her Twitter.
Because she finished the match with a broken collarbone.
Jeez, that's nuts.
Yeah.
I've broken my collarbone. It's no fun.
Yeah, fuck that.
It's not fun.
Kudos to her finishing that match.
Cannot imagine.
That sucks to see her.
I was in a shitload of pain when that happened. I don't know how you can finish out a match like that. And Drew McIntyre defeated Bobby Roode, like we mentioned earlier, for the NXT Championship.
Brand new
all
NXT
solid
champ.
Matches. All these matches, I mean, all of it for the main event, were all around 14, 15-minute matches.
Good show, man.
Yeah, good solid matches. And then, I mean, they didn't try to stack too much on top of each other, and we had a hell of a main event.
We got, I guess, two debuts during
in a way.
NXT Brooklyn. We got the debut of Red Dragon.
As a team.
They've
as
been
team.
There, but they haven't debuted as a team.
Yeah,
so we got Red Dragon
Sanity
reemerging.
As soon as Sanity won the titles, Red Dragon broke out and destroyed both tag teams.
Both teams. I like that they destroyed both tag teams, not just
And then
Sanity.
We ended up with Adam Cole, baby.
Adam Cole, baby.
Awesome.
And so we've got our Ring of Honor stable.
Yep, it happened.
You see Roddy Strong. So this week, Roddy Strong won a match to take on Drew Galloway next week.
Drew McIntyre
now, yeah. You're wearing Impact. We're throwing it back.
That's what it is.
Take out Drew McIntyre next week for the title. And we ended up...
GFW shirt.
Right. GFW. We ended up with Adam Cole and Red Dragon destroying McIntyre on the ramp. So we ended up with... We left... They didn't touch Roddy. Do we see them interfere at all for Roddy? I don't think they're going to win the match. Mm-hmm. Roddy's not going to win that title off of Drew on TV
so soon,
that quick. But do we see something happen?
You never
and
know.
Roddy maybe ends up in the fold with him?
Who knows, man? I mean, I like that they're, you know.
Well, if anybody in that group's going to take that title, it's going to be Adam.
It's probably Adam Cole.
But Roddy's a Ring of Honor guy.
Sure is.
Do we play into that
Roddy
at all?
And Cole were both in, I think it was... what was in PWG? Not the Elite, but like Mount. Oh, I forget what it's called.
I know what you're talking about.
But it was him.
Mount Rushmore.
Well,
is that what
Mount
you're saying?
Yeah, but they had a stable like that.
Well, the Mount Rushmore was the Bucks and Kevin Owens and Adam Cole, wasn't it?
Cool. And then Roddy Strong was in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, as well. So, yeah, I mean, I'm excited to see what's going on. I would love to see either Roddy. I mean, I feel like he's lost as far as being a babyface. You know, they kind of don't.
Yeah, they kind of don't know where to put him.
So
what to
I
do.
Mean, he's played the heel role before plenty of times in Ring of Honor, and I think you know doing it in NXT is just another step, and you know, in the process of establishing himself as a top character in NXT, I think would be awesome. So
I think it would be great.
Joins the stable, that'd be cool. But I would love to see more so see Adam Cole versus Drew McIntyre.
Yes,
that is gonna be.
I just
insane.
I'm waiting for that Adam Cole debut match.
Yes.
To go down.
Did you see how many Bullet Club Adam Cole shirts were in NXT crowd this week?
No, it was a lot.
There was
I did not
lot.
Watch NXT.
I counted
week.
At least five or six.
Yeah. Jeez.
Yeah, there was a lot. Bullet Club has gotten to the point where it's like NWO. Like,
you see those
you
shirts
can't
everywhere.
Stop those shirts from being on TV. When NWO and Wolfpack were in their prime, you saw them all over WWE TV at that point.
Yep.
And then in DX shirts, you saw all over Nitro. So it's to the point now where you just have to accept it as WWE.
Yeah.
You can't stop. You can't stop fans.
Can't stop, won't stop.
You can't stop, won't stop. You might be Diddy.
You Diddy. But,
not bad.
Good stuff. Yeah, NXT was fun overall.
It was great. This week was great. Last week was, of course, you know, the dark matches from TakeOver.
Yeah.
But this week
was
bad.
Which were really good, too.
Yeah, right?
You watch those, and they're, I mean, not bad.
This week really wasn't bad. We got, there was a great match between Peyton Royce and Ruby Riott.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, great match. Ruby Riott was, I mean, I enjoy seeing Ruby Riott.
She's cool.
She's
fun to watch.
Badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's pretty awesome. SummerSlam happened.
SummerFest.
All together, we had 13 flipping
SummerSlam
matches.
Including a couple of empty arena matches.
One match.
Right?
What was the deal with that?
One match officially lasted 10 seconds.
Yeah. Someone got squashed.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, so we had a six-man tag team match, which nobody saw. Miz and the Miz Taraj took on and defeated the Hardy Boys and Jason Jordan.
Yeah, the Hardys had to feel like they were back in
the DFW. What the hell was going? Yeah,
that was way too early to start that match.
Yeah, I think they started like an hour and a half. And
people were still falling in.
Talk more and then do two matches back to back instead of having a match and then talking for a while in the pre-show and then having another
match. Most of the time,
match.
They don't even let people in the arena 30 minutes beforehand.
Yeah.
So
they're still going through security.
I don't
that.
Get it. There was only a handful. There was probably only a couple hundred people.
That was on Barclays.
I think Miz was genuinely pissed off about
that. Oh, yeah.
You heard that on his promo.
Such a great promo the night after. Yeah. Neville defeated Akira Tozawa to regain his WWE Cruiserweight Championship.
You called it?
Yeah, I did. I forgot I did. The Usos defeated the New Day on the pre-show to regain.
That match was outstanding.
Awesome
great match.
Pre-show match, man.
Great match.
Yeah, insane.
Xavier Woods is out of action now. Did you see
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Blew out his knee
see,
during a house
the
show.
Did you see official status?
That's too bad.
He showed up at the next house show with the sign that said, "It's sore."
Yeah, and he
it's
showed up sore. On Raw with that same sign wrapped around his
on
neck.
On SmackDown.
Or on SmackDown, excuse
yeah.
me. Yeah.
John nice. Cena, an opener, defeated Baron Corbin as a punishment match. Right, I think that's the story that's
yeah.
going on.
Punishment match.
Yeah.
Well, Corbin got punished, that's for sure.
Yeah, I don't know what's going
on.
And
then Cena abruptly ended up on Raw
yeah,
the next
night. Yeah, free agent John Cena.
Yep.
Natty defeated Naomi to gain the WWE SmackDown
yes,
Championship.
Man.
I called the Natty win, but
yeah,
the cash-in didn't happen.
So... But I love that Natty's holding that title,
yep.
man. It's well-deserved.
Well-deserved.
Well-earned.
Well-earned and well-deserved.
Yeah. Big Cass defeated the Big Show. And
it's complete garbage.
Enzo
we'll
was suspended above the ring in like a shark cage and used lubricant to
that
squeeze
was,
out.
Yeah, that was just terrible.
And then
just,
nothing was done with that.
And
no.
nothing was done. He just got kicked in the face.
Yeah.
Randy Orton defeated Rusev in 10 seconds in the Ultra Squash match of the year so far. Ugh, I feel bad for Rusev. But
Randy Orton didn't even take off his hoodie.
No, you're absolutely right. He did not.
Good point.
Sasha Banks defeated Alexa Bliss to gain and become the 4-time Raw Women's Champion.
Why?
To lose it.
To lose it to the
two weeks later.
8 days later.
Yep.
No.
Why?
I don't get it.
It's just like...
I like Alexa.
We can go into it later, but like, I love Alexa. I think she's
yeah,
great. But I feel like... I mean, I think I did call the Sasha win, or some of us did, but the fact that you have Sasha win, you... tout that she's a 4-time women's champion. Alexa goes out there and just delivers a good promo as far as like her not ever being able to
yeah,
defend
you're
that championship.
But you can't ever defend
she
it.
She hasn't. So is that now the curse? Is that Sasha?
Well, is that what happened? Did the writers like forget that she's never? Oh shit, she's never defended.
If they
it.
Forgot, they
We've
brought
never
it
let
up.
Her defend it.
They brought it up the week before the
at this
the
rate,
rematch,
we
so.
Need to capitalize on that.
At this rate, by the end of the year, Sasha's gonna be like a 20-time.
Right. Like I just I don't.
I don't get the
book. No, not to Alexa Bliss. My thing is, if you're going to do that and you're going to give it back to Alexa Bliss, why take it off her in the first
place? Well, maybe
place?
I think...
Just let her keep it.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, I guess what happened was maybe Bayley was supposed to be booked to win.
Yeah.
And then it was going to be a Nia Jax push, which is what we're getting still. So, I mean, the fallout ended up happening that Alexa wins on Raw, Nia goes out there, has her on the shoulders, does the Batista
yeah,
thing,
the Batista
and drops her down.
We all saw that coming.
Yeah,
right?
That was old school Evolution stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That was awesome. So I guess Nia's gonna be booked as the face, and so we're kind of lost. Maybe Bayley's injured longer than we expected her to be injured.
Is Nia gonna be the face?
We can't have Alexa Bliss's face.
She's
there's no way though. No,
too good as a heel,
she's
right?
So good as a heel. Like, it's gonna take a lot for Alexa to become a babyface,
right?
And I think the fans are already behind Nia. Nia gets the chance already. Nia's gonna kill you, you know, Nia.
Right.
And she's got the talent to be champ. This may be the time to actually. Play her cards.
I'm just worried about her promos. I think she's still a little.
Oh, yeah. She
you know, not quite there, but.
She's not Tamina Snuka.
No, she's not that
no.
bad. No.
But she can still use a little work.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, Tamina's just terrible.
Balor
I mean, to that,
right?
I mean, Sasha Banks isn't the best either, let's be honest. You don't know. I'm the champion. You don't even know what I went through in Boston.
That's Nikki Bella.
That's
Nikki
but
Bella.
That's how Sasha Banks
and you know
sounds
what?
Too.
Boss Town.
Like Boss Town.
What she
oh, yeah.
says is all right, but she's not that, like, her
well,
voice is not
at,
right
at that
on
point,
the
do we...
Same thing with Charlotte, too, I guess.
Yeah,
Charlotte, yeah. Well, I mean, Charlotte's just a pure natural talent. I mean,
yeah.
She kind of gets away with it, so...
It's in her blood.
Balor defeated Bray Wyatt. Awesome match. I
great
really
match,
like that.
Right?
That was, yep. That's probably my favorite match of the night. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins became the new WWE Raw Tag Team Champions by defeating Cesaro and Sheamus. AJ Styles defeated Kevin Owens to retain the United States Championship. Jinder Mahal defeated Shinsuke Nakamura to retain his WWE Championship. And Brock Lesnar
Brock!
Defied
oh.
all odds. Did anybody pick him to win?
I don't
think
so.
No, not any of us
three. So, Defied all the odds.
And I had Samoa Joe.
What an amazing match, right?
So good.
Intense.
Like, what an amazing match. And
how much more of a fan of Braun Strowman are you now?
I am still hard. Still. It's 2 weeks later, and I'm still hard.
Is that why you're
not
wearing pants?
That is exactly why I'm not wearing pants.
Pants could not fit.
But seriously, like, Braun Strowman manhandles, monster handles.
Monster, yeah. I mean, he picks up that announce table and just...
Well, first he's running power slam through two tables.
Two tables.
You're right. And then flips that table on top of him.
Had to
and
be
then
carried
how great
out
was Lesnar coming back after that? Like, that match told a story. It told an incredible story. And the only problem I have with that match is where does Joe go?
Well, Joe's injured.
I was just going to say he's hurt. Yeah.
What got hurt?
He injured his knee against John Cena in the house show.
Ah, damn. Okay.
But he's only out, I think the word is he's only out for like, I think a month.
Okay,
so Joe's on the shelf till after No Mercy.
That's not bad.
Yeah, so it's not that bad at all. Yeah, overall, SummerSlam was a lot of fun to watch. A little long.
It was a little long.
There were some parts that definitely dragged for me, but...
That final match just was the payoff for it, though, man.
That was so good.
I was okay waiting for that match.
That was worth the price of
admission.
Go back
and watch that match and not one person sitting down.
No, like that
match... That whole arena was shaking.
That moment where... Like, everybody was getting plowed through barricades, mm-hmm. through tables, like... That was just, it was so boom, boom, boom. Everything was on its mark.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, what a great match.
So good. Yeah, I did not see that coming. I was fully expecting maybe Joe being the highlight of that match.
Right.
And kind of saving it and, you know,
no, Braun.
And Roman and Joe being like the driving force behind that match. But it was Braun and Brock.
Yeah,
and it told a great story. And I am excited for Braun versus Brock. So,
and I have No Mercy.
Yes.
I know.
Sick.
I can't believe I'm actually excited for Braun Strowman.
So here's... I actually saved these. These are Dave Meltzer's ratings for TakeOver Brooklyn and SummerSlam.
Oh.
Almas versus Gargano, 4.25 out of 5. Sanity versus Authors of Pain, 3.75. Atami versus Black, 4.25.
Forgot about that match.
We did.
Over it. Yeah, really good.
Asuka versus Ember Moon, 4.5. And McIntyre versus Rude, 4.25. SummerSlam. Miz Taraj versus Hardy's, a 2. Neville versus Tozawa, a 3.5. Usos versus New Day, a 4. Cena versus Corbin, 2.
What?
Yeah. Natalya versus Naomi, 3. Cass versus Show, a 1. He refused to give a rating for Orton versus Rusev. Banks versus Bliss, a 3. Balor versus Wyatt, he gave a 2.75.
Wow.
Ambrose and Rollins versus Sheamus and Cesaro.
That was a really good match.
A 4. Styles versus Owens, 3.75. Mahal versus Nakamura, 2.5. And Brock Lesnar, Joe, Reigns, and Strowman received a 4.75.
Oh, so close to a 5-star.
Yep.
I would have been cool with 5, but 4.7, we'll take it.
Yeah,
Meltzer only gives out the 5-star
rating. 6-star
rating!
If it's Okada or Omega?
Yeah.
7 stars.
7 stars coming up.
Yeah.
On top of that, you know what? While we're bringing up, I've got PWG's top 10 listing. Ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Number 10, The Miz.
Okay.
9 is Bobby Roode.
You're talking about Pro Wrestling Magazine?
Okay. Did I say?
PWG.
PWI. The Miz is number 10. Bobby Roode's number 9. Number 8 is Samoa Joe. Number 7, Dean Ambrose. 6, Shinsuke Nakamura. 5, Kenny Omega. 4, Roman Reigns. 3, Kevin Owens. Number 2 is AJ Styles. And number 1 is Kazuchika Okada.
Oh.
Out of nowhere.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, anybody disagree with that? I think that's a pretty solid top 10.
Honestly, I think Roman Reigns is a little high.
I think so too, but I agree with The Miz being included.
What number was Roman Reigns again?
I believe he was 4.
4.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He's a contributor. I'd say top 5, maybe number 5.
I think he's
5 or 6.
Based on like what he elicits from the crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, he gets that crowd involved in those matches. They want to see Roman lose.
We're talking Roman. Let's talk that promo.
At everybody that gets booed that's supposed to get booed.
Right.
And they don't get as booed as Roman gets booed because they want to see Roman lose. Roman is the heel now. We don't need an official heel turn.
No.
Roman's the heel.
Roman is the heel. And it's more solidified this week after how many fans were cheering John Cena after that promo.
Of all people.
Cena face turned this week.
Yep.
They want to tease the heel turn. He's been heel a while, let's admit it.
I don't remember.
He's been borderline heel for quite a while.
When's the last time Cena got cheered this much? Probably before when he first
came
up.
That's what he says. When everybody tells him, well, when are you going to turn heel? His response is, do you hear the way they boo me? Am I not heel already?
Yeah.
But he teased it, and man, so We'll talk about it now, and we'll bring up the question that was asked already right now. Mike Miller asked us...
From the Trophy Whores Podcast.
From the Trophy Whores Podcast.
Not as good as our podcast, but they do okay.
Boom. What do you think of the John Cena Reigns promo? How do you feel about them breaking the fourth wall? I absolutely love every bit of it.
I think that fourth wall got shattered.
I love that. I love the play in them downing each other and playing off what the internet says about both of them.
Yeah.
Like, that's what that feud needed, right? Like, that feud could not happen without those comments.
Well, you had to goat him into that match.
Yeah.
So
I loved that promo from both of them.
Yeah.
Even the fact, like, to the point where Roman lost his words and he didn't know what to say. And Cena pops off and he's like, "It's a promo, man. You're going to have, you want to be the big dog. You got to cut one at one point." I loved, like, I was washing dishes while that promo was going. And every, like, you could just hear me, "Fuck."
Yeah.
Fuck. Holy shit. Like, I'm just done. I'm like putting stuff down. I'm like, okay, I'm not doing anything else. We have to finish this promo. Like, my God.
Especially when Roman said he retired The Undertaker and Cena said, "Big deal, old man with a broken hip."
I'm not a busted up veteran at the end of his career with a broken hip.
When he said that, I was like, holy shit.
I was like, oh my God.
Wow, man. He went there.
Yeah. It was good. Just, I love the fact that, you know, Roman called him a part-timer, but Cena was like, "Why am I a part-timer? Because they keep bringing me back because you can't do your job."
Yeah. And like, I love what he told him, too. He's like, "I do this better part-time than you could ever do it full-time."
I was just like, oh, my God. So good.
And then what was the other comment that stuck with me, too?
Gushing at that
point. I watched it, like, four times. I kept rewinding it and watching it. My wife wasn't here when it first aired. I was like, you have to see this. This is so good.
My wife was just like, whoa. She's like, "Why are they going so hard at each other?"
It was great, too. So you're just a punk-ass part-time bitch. They were ready with that mute button the second
Chris was like, Chris was like, "Wait, are they really going at it right now, like, with each other, like, real life?" I was like, part of it's real. Like,
part of me was like, I wonder how awkward this gets in the back.
Yeah.
Like, if they're able to shake hands and move on, or if it's
to. Yeah, you have to.
In three weeks,
you're going to go one-on-one, and you're going to have to work with each other.
I'm excited for this way more than I feel like.
Strowman versus Lesnar, Roman Reigns versus Cena, that's going to be
getting
freaking
for a no mercy. It's not even a big pay-per-view.
This isn't even a pay-per-view. God, I'm so excited for this pay-per-view, and it's 3 weeks out.
Yeah,
I'm excited about
it. Nice build already.
Yeah, right.
Just those two matches alone. Honestly, I'm not sure what else they're gonna book, but just those two matches alone, I'm in.
Well, I think we got a triple threat in the works, probably for the women's title.
I'm sure. Yeah, that's where
we gotta
throw
Nia in that match.
What about a fatal four way? Emma started the women's revolution.
What you think about that?
That's finally coming out on Raw, and we're finally getting matches out of that, I guess, between her and Mickey James. All right, I guess that's cool.
I'm down with Mickey.
As long as we have more women wrestling on Raw, that's fine.
I'm down with Mickey and Emma being on my TV, and it's at the same time, even more awesome.
How do you feel about good old Enzo Amore cutting weight, making the 205?
Hey,
live
you
crew?
Know what? I watched his 205 Live debut.
I thought it was
I'm
good.
Sorry.
And I watched his Cruiserweight match and I thought it was okay.
I am sick and tired of him.
You're off the Enzo bandwagon?
I don't know, man. It's something about him alone. Mm. It feels like he's dialed it up to 11 and the shtick is just, it's old hat now, it feels like. Like, I feel like...
I'm still not sick of it, but...
At least with Cass, it reined it in a little bit. I feel like he's just over the top, and they're letting him... I think if they would cut his mic time a little bit, it wouldn't
that
be so bad.
That is the biggest issue with him. They let him talk way too long.
He rambles, and it goes a little too long. And I feel like if they cut back on his mic time, it wouldn't be so bad.
I agree.
But it's just getting same old thing over and over. And there's not much you can do to reinvent that character. I think you just need to rein it in.
I think you cut it down. Introduction, one metaphor, one joke... SWFT, and then that's it.
That's what we had with him and Cass.
Yep.
Like, it was just boom, boom, to the point. Let's get the crowd to chant along with it, and we're good.
It's like, how many times can Enzo say the same thing, just in different ways, is what his promos are? And his promos always last way longer than his matches.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Noam Dar being the first victim of Enzo Amore. But, I mean, if...
The match wasn't that bad. It's just the promos leading up to it.
And I was really surprised the fact that Enzo... I mean, we see Enzo do all these other matches with guys bigger than him, and he can only do so much. But he can actually work a cruiserweight-style match, but...
Watching Enzo on the mic now almost feels like watching Rodney Dangerfield do comedy. Like, it's just... I know this should be funny, but I'm not
lying. You know the shtick already.
The
shtick
I've seen it already.
Yeah. You can see the joke coming from a mile away.
You're just waiting for the line.
Yeah, that's it. I'm just, all right, there's a punchline.
Yeah.
But again, if it was tighter and it was to the point, it would be back to where it should be, and it would be in its prime. Yep. But I feel like he's just, I feel like he doesn't know his place. Like, he doesn't necessarily know what his character is right now without Cats.
Yeah.
And he's trying to feel it out, and it's not landing the way it should. You know, it's landing with some people, but it's not landing with everybody.
Make him a manager.
Yeah, we've said it from all along.
I think Enzo's strong suit's always been the sidekick.
And we're saying Cass is out 9 months, I think is what they're
saying. Give or take, torn ACL. Yeah. It might be a blessing in disguise, honestly.
No, honestly, I felt the same way, too. Like,
you know he's coming back. When he comes, they're teaming them back together.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, that's what's probably going to happen.
It's never going to happen. 9 months down the road from now.
Enzo's going to come out.
They're the Bubba Ray and Devon. Like, we're going to split them up. It's going to fail.
Cass's music. Place is going to go nuts.
In June. June, Cass is going to come out.
Like, you're not even going to hear Cass's music. No. You're going to hear Enzo's music, and Cass is just going to walk out.
Enzo's going to disappear for 2 months. You're not going to see either one of them.
They're going to show up on NXT.
And they're going to show up. But you never know. Maybe they will.
Maybe that's where they
need
to be.
They're going to go back to NXT and win the tag team championships in the first match back.
They should have won.
They should have had them a long time ago in one of the brands.
Yeah.
At some point. That
instead, we focused all our time and effort into the Vaudevillains, and look where that got us.
Got us nowhere.
Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake. Look where that got
us. What happened to them? I completely forgot
They broke up. They're still at NXT, but they broke up.
But they're not, neither one of them are on singles matches on NXT at all.
I haven't seen them on TV for months.
You know what happened to them? Alexa got the call up. And they've been nothing since without Alexa Bliss.
It's true.
Go figure.
Yep. They were a great tag team. They were. I love Blake and Martin.
Yeah, they were fun to watch.
Kalisto and Sin Cara.
Where are they now?
Who was the tag team that was there in NXT the whole time all those teams were there? Enzo and Cass. And how many times did they hold those championships?
Not once.
Huge, huge missed opportunity for them. I think if they would have at least...
Big messed up by good old Uncle Trips.
If they would have... Yeah, I mean, there's parts where Triple H has definitely hit, you know, on all cylinders. Yeah, and, you know...
That was definitely botched.
Like, I get trying to make them the people's champ, you know? They are the people's champ. They don't hold the title. They're the one that the people choose.
They were trying to reignite that tag team division, especially NXT, because NXT kind of, like, sets the stone. Like, they reignited the women's division on NXT, and then transferred over to the main roster.
But that's the thing with the people's champ, though. Like, you want the people to want it, and you want them to crown them as their champ. But then the people want them actually crowned. Yeah, so that's what builds, that's the build up there. And if they were going to play that role, we never got the payoff.
No, we never got the payoff as a fan to actually see them whole gold and find like, hey, one time champs.
That place would have blown off the roof, man.
Instead, Cass blew out his knee. Oh.
Well played there, sir.
On Raw.
Yeah. Jeez. So that was pretty good. Good stuff. Yeah. Awesome. Mae Young Classic.
Great. Like, the first three matches were great.
He hasn't seen all...
I've only seen the first episode.
I saw the first episode.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Was there a second one already?
There's four altogether.
Already out?
Yeah.
Where did they air?
Came out on Monday.
All on Monday night?
Yeah. Monday afternoon, they were already up on the network.
I thought one was out Monday.
Nope.
They're dropping them all as a, like a binge-watching form instead of...
Fuck me. Once a week. So I got three more. I watched the first episode.
All 16 matches... For the first round, they're out. So watch all of those. So you and Axel were on the same page. I've already watched all of them.
Did you?
I went through. I've been watching them on my lunch break.
He was marking out.
Well, see, way if I knew that, I'd have been watching them. I'd have been watching them leading up to it.
So good.
But I thought that they were doing like one a week, like they did with the Cruiserweight Classic. Like,
no, they're doing the binge watching.
Well, then we're gonna watch.
You get four hours every Monday.
Hey, I got 2 days off this week, and not from work, but from delivering. I have the worst damn week. With kids and stuff. Monday is
Labor Day.
Gymnastics.
Yeah.
Tuesday is ballet. No, tap.
Uh-huh.
Wednesday is ballet. I got Thursday, Friday off, and Saturday is tumbling. Like, it's just we have something going. Normally, Thursdays we had stuff, but it changed. So now I know what I'm doing tomorrow night.
Thursdays.
I'm going to watch those.
Yeah,
I'm gonna watch those.
Yeah. Dude,
if I'd have known they were up already, I'd have watched them all. That's a huge misstep on my behalf. Damn it.
I just didn't have time to watch them all yet till the day I was finally able to watch the first one.
I put it off because I thought there was only one, and I watched it tonight before the show. Yeah. I was like, man, that's a good match. I didn't realize that there was more.
Yeah. All
around. My God.
So next week, we'll, you know, if we're doing a three-man booth again, or you guys can talk about all of them.
Yeah, definitely. Easily my favorite match. There's a great match every episode. All the matches are good. There was maybe one match throughout the whole first round where I wasn't really happy with.
Which one?
And now that I think about it, I can't remember which one it was. I think it's the one with the... Is it the one with Shayna Baszler?
That one was pretty quick.
Yeah, that one's really quick.
I loved her finisher, though.
Yeah, like, that choke out?
Yeah, where she takes her up for like a suplex and drops her on her ass and then right into her.
That's the fastest match of the whole...
But I get it. Like, Shayna Baszler's a UFC fighter. We have to play off that, right? Mm-hmm. And I love that, like, she has to win with a submission, but the setup to that submission was amazing. Like,
it's really good.
I want that in the game. I want that in the game so bad.
Yeah, my match of the tournament so far is definitely Kairi Sane and Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah.
That alone, the fact that that's a first-round match, so good.
They what was the one during the Cruiserweight Classic? It was Kota Ibushi and somebody was first round.
Oh, yeah.
I can't remember who it was, but they went up against somebody first round.
Was it like, Zack Sabre Jr.?
No, I know, because Sabre went on. Semifinals.
But I can't remember who it was, but there was...
That's right.
Okay, there was a standout match in the very first round, and you're just like, this is bullshit. Like, this is what we're getting. Like, this could be our final. Yeah. And this is what we're getting in the first round.
That was
the first
round, Blanchard versus Kairi Sane could have been our final. Yeah, and the match that they gave, like, holy crap.
I can't believe all the bullshit that... Piper Niven.
Oh, yeah.
Piper's getting online.
Yeah.
Oh, she is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, she's being, like, people are calling her pig.
Her and Santana Garrett killed it.
Yeah, she's being bashed online for her size.
Fat shame.
Oh, that's horrible.
It's not good at all, because she's one of the best wrestlers in that tournament.
Dude. Yeah, no, I don't know. I didn't even comment on that. Just a bunch of trolls.
Yeah, that's exactly all it boils down to.
It's a bunch of fat ass trolls sitting behind their computer and keyboards.
Not hot. She's not the standard women's material.
Give me Trish Stratus back, bro.
In my hot pocket.
Yeah. Those are the same bitches.
What is wrong with hot pockets?
Yeah. Oh, nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, that's what I had for lunch.
Yeah, they're the same losers that complain, you know, like, exactly. They want their bra and panties matches back.
Yeah.
They want the puppies back.
They want the dudes.
They're stuck in the past.
Yeah. I'm embarrassed to be a wrestling fan sometimes.
I saw a tweet today from Joey Ryan, and he had tweeted out and said, I have lost matches to 7 of the contestants in the Mae Young Classic. He's like, and I have no problem getting booked. So any men out there who feel like wrestling a woman is going to bring you down, look at me.
Yeah. Hey, Candice LeRae's tag team partner did a nice job for Sean, too. So it was really cool to see her on there as well.
Yep.
Awesome. Everyone watches all those this weekend,
dude.
For sure.
Yeah, get them watched, man.
Yeah, I'm watching them.
I'm seriously bummed.
I missed out on that.
I am seriously bummed.
Sorry, man. We let you down.
Yeah, you guys. Oh my god.
So they're putting out another 4 next week.
Another 4 next week, probably on Monday. Yeah.
Well, I've got so much to watch. I'm gonna have to take notes to who won what. So
yeah,
it should be all of round 2 should be next week. So it's probably like I think
probably Monday. No,
they have filler matches in between them. So like you'll see Deonna Purrazzo probably in a few of those episodes. She's not an official competitor, but I think she did a tag match.
Nice. Yeah. Awesome.
So it's cool to see.
Anytime we get to see Deonna Purrazzo.
Yeah.
I love that girl.
She loved watching Serena Deeb.
Yeah, she was good.
She's got a great redemption story, man. Yeah. I didn't realize, you know, that she had taken time away because of alcohol abuse and stuff like that. And it's how real was the Straight Edge Society.
Yeah.
And how ironic was that?
The irony of that,
she's in the Straight Edge Society, but yet
she's... But she had to leave the business to deal with her alcohol issue.
That's nuts.
Yeah. I know, because they were showing the Straight Edge Society stuff, and then she brought that up. I'm like, is this work?
Yeah.
What the hell's going on here?
Like, the whole time you're doing this, like, oh my god.
I'm so glad they're able to use Shimmer video.
Yeah, it definitely
in their
helps.
Video packages leading up. And, I mean, to that effect, they were able to use PWG and Ring of Honor video leading up to the Cruiserweight Classic. So I'm glad that someone in WWE is working and to get a relationship with these companies.
In the UK, they were working with Progress.
Yeah.
CJ dropped Progress a lot there.
And we got a lot of Progress.
Oh, yeah. You guys haven't got there, but yeah. Progress
I'm sure.
A lot.
I'm sure.
Tony Storm's match. Awesome. You guys are on Storm? Yeah. Tony Storm's a badass.
I can't wait to watch more.
Oh my god, yeah. You gotta watch this. I gotta talk about it.
I know. I am.
To be continued.
I'll text you after each match.
Tweet me. Oh yeah, so good. Speaking of alcohol addiction and addiction in general, Mike Bennett.
Okay.
I didn't know where this was going.
Alex here. Mike Bennett has come out, or Mike Kanellis has come out, that he's actually in the process of
He's already a month in into prescription drugs.
Apparently, Maria didn't even know that he was actually addicted.
Really? Yeah.
Like, it started stemming back from 5 years ago when he injured his knee. And he got addicted to
So is that why we're not seeing much of
that? So
him,
I think
probably.
That's a big reason why we don't see a lot of Mike.
I had saw a rumor that someone in WWE in the higher ups said that they did not like
his physique.
Yeah, that he didn't come in,
which is fucking crazy to me because I follow him on Snapchat, and that dude is constantly in the gym. Like 5 out of 7 days a week, he's in the gym.
I see him. I don't see no problem with this. He looks fine. Like,
I don't know what they're talking about with physique.
They had a good match against Bobby Roode on
Saturday. Yeah, I was so happy to see him and Bobby Roode this week. It was a battle of the best intro music.
Yeah.
It was like, this is so good, man.
It was good.
Yeah.
But props to him, man.
We got a huge roster reveal.
So Bobby Roode, Bobby Roode's are a babyface?
Apparently.
Babyface on SmackDown? And it's inevitable. Like, it's smart booking because you can't bring the guy in as heel, because when that music pops on SmackDown, the crowd's going to go ape shit.
I'm okay with it.
So you've got to bring him in as face, let him play his face for a while, and then turn on the crowd. Mm-hmm. And then they'll hate him. Mm-hmm. And he'll be a white hot heel. Like,
isn't that exactly how he debuted on NXT?
I think so. Sort of that is, because he showed up and the crowd was all over him, and he bashed the crowd.
Yep. Yeah.
But that's when you're bringing a guy up of that caliber that's so hot on NXT and everyone wants to see him on the main roster, you can't make him a heel. There's no way, because it's not going to capitalize. Like, they're going to cheer for him. If you want to make him a heel, they're naturally going to make him a face and cheer for him. So you might as well bring him in as a face, make him play to his gimmick, and then turn him later.
Perfect.
I agree.
I mean, give him a month as a face and then turn him heel.
Yeah.
And whatever he does, turn on the fans, whatever, turn on a fan favorite, have him partner with Shinsuke or something and turn on Shinsuke. Mm-hmm. Like, find some reason for the fans to hate him.
And he's such a good heel, man.
It has to be a natural heel.
He'll get that crowd booing him in no time.
Oh, yeah. But it has to be natural, right? Yeah. Because that SmackDown crowd is going to cheer every time Glorious comes on.
Yep.
Every single time. So you've got to. Did you know that? That entrance music was originally for Shinsuke Nakamura.
Shinsuke Nakamura, I did read that somewhere.
They wrote that for Shinsuke, and when he got there, he heard it, and he's like, I like it, but I have a better idea. And he helped work with them to compose his entrance music.
Oh, wow.
So when Bobby Roode debuted, they're like, well, we got the song. We don't know what to do with it. And he's like, I'll take it.
Yeah.
And look where they're at now.
That's badass.
Because it would not have gone with Shinsuke. No. Like, when you hear it, like, I don't know that it would have gone very well with
it
Shinsuke.
It does have a little bit like of an 80s... like Queen kind of vibe.
Yeah, and I think that's why it works for Bobby Roode. Like, it's because of that 80s Queen kind of vibe.
And that's kind of like the process of Shinsuke, like, when he would always wrestle in New Japan, they would always say he was inspired by Freddie Mercury as far as, like, body movements and things like that. Like, he was the Freddie Mercury of New Japan.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, if you even go back and watch his New Japan entrances, go back on YouTube and watch him, you can definitely see, like, where he gets his mannerisms.
Yeah, nice. Freddie Mercury.
Freddie Mercury, Michael Jackson. Yeah, like, you'll see all the... Like, his style is Michael
Jackson.
That's
why he got the red leather.
He's wearing the... Yeah. That's all Michael Jackson. Mm-hmm. That's all. It's, like, because his love for, like...
American pop music.
Like, just... Mm-hmm. That's what inspired his character. Because before, Shinsuke went out there and, like, he was just a regular-looking Asian, you know, Japanese superstar
guy.
Didn't stand out. And then until he started letting his personality kind of...
The artist known is Shinsuke.
Now it's artist known is Shinsuke.
So that's cool. I did not know that about the Glorious.
Yeah, I had read that and I was like, that's pretty damn interesting.
That is awesome.
I'm going to switch it up in the game. I'm going to make Shinsuke come out to Glorious.
Yeah, I see how it works.
I'm pretty jazzed.
Yeah, record that, man.
Yeah, 2K18, you're bringing that up and I really...
We got a huge roster reveal.
41 additional superstars announced.
There's no way to even go through it right now. Like, we could probably talk about it.
I saw Cedric Alexander, one of the screenshots.
I saw the screenshot for TJP dabbing.
Yeah.
It looks so damn real.
So good.
Authors of Pain. Like, I'm jazzed for Authors of Pain. I saw them standing in the ring with, like, the masks on. And it looks so fucking cool.
I saw the screenshot of Finn Balor as the Demon. And that is already the updated costume that he wore at SummerSlam.
I didn't notice that. The only one I've seen...
The costume that he wore at SummerSlam, because obviously he wasn't able to come out. They didn't use the one from last SummerSlam.
Right.
And the only other costume that they had was this SummerSlam. So,
it's already
they already put it into the system, which I thought was... Or to the game. I thought that was like...
That's pretty different.
That's cool. Awesome. That's fast. Cool. So, if you're able to make an attire that fast, maybe the updated attires aren't going to be as... Maybe the attires won't be as out of date when they finally come in. Kind of like how 2 games ago, like, Ziggler had already been wearing tights for like 8 months, but when he came out, he was still
wearing trunks.
Yeah. Trunks.
So, it's awesome. Like, little things like that. So,
See.
If you go to the IGN and see the one with Finn Balor,
TM61 is in it, and I'm pretty jazzed about TM61.
They should be coming back pretty soon. I forget which one was hurt, but... They should be returning soon.
I watched Ember Moon's entrance, which was amazing, and Finn Balor's entrance, his regular entrance, which was great. He looked amazing in the game. But there's photos of Kevin Owens, TJP, Carmella, which looks great. Neville, the Authors of Pain with Paul Ellering. I love that we've got 3-person entrances now.
Yeah.
4-person entrances. 5-person.
17 persons.
We're going to bring NWO, out all 20 guys. NWO 2000. I'm awesome. Jazzed for this damn game. October, the end of October can't get here fast enough.
Yeah.
Is it? It's towards the end of October,
I think,
right?
This year it is, yeah. It's the week before Extra Life.
God.
There you go. That's your game.
Probably all going to stream on the Extra Life.
Thank God.
Speaking of which,
I got to stay away from.
We're doing Extra Life.
I got to stay away from racing games. 2 years in a row, my Extra Life has been dominated with racing games.
Well, we'll have Battlefront out.
Yes.
Battlefront will be out, and so.
WWE
will be out.
Yes.
And maybe by then even Sims will be out on consoles.
We should have a Fire Pro tournament.
Idea. That'd be cool.
Just a Smart Marks Fire Pro tournament or something.
Yeah.
I'm digging it. Like this idea.
Are you digging it?
I'm digging it.
Dude.
Ooh, yeah.
Goes the Macho Man. Hey, you weren't summoned, man. What are you doing out here?
Macho showing up randomly.
I had to come down here, man. I watched the Mae Young Classic. That hot piece of ass Ronda Rousey. Wearing my shirt, yeah.
Yeah, she was.
That's why I'm here, yeah. I'd like to wear her.
Do you want her? Would you like her to feel your madness?
Yeah, feel her madness. Running wild all over!
Watch out, Macho. Hey, Macho.
My cream will rise to the top, yeah.
Ooh, Macho, what did you think about, Macho, what did you think about, about SummerSlam altogether?
Yeah, SummerSlam, yeah. Not as good as Survivor Series. Survivor Series, me versus Hogan. Yeah, SummerSlam when it was me versus Hogan. Yeah, that old beef started over Hogan. Hogan was racist, didn't like junkyard dogs.
This again.
Yeah, I tell you.
You're not letting this go.
Yeah, SummerSlam was okay, but that NXT, I tell you, man. Adam Cole, baby. Yeah.
You like Adam Cole?
Adam Cole. Yeah. Adam Cole reminds me of me. Yeah.
In what way?
Machismo. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. It's good stuff.
Getting the ladies. Yeah.
I didn't have any questions prepared for you, Macho, but I'm glad you graced us with your presence.
Yeah, always happy to be here. Yeah.
I'm gonna have to request. He's not exactly dead yet, but his career almost is. Can you bring Conor McGregor?
That was a good transition.
Very good.
That was good. Conor McGregor's dead. We're not bringing him back on the show ever again. I wanted to bring that up.
Joe asked. What will you do now that you lost to Floyd Mayweather?
I lost to Floyd Mayweather.
Will you finally deploy one of your UFC belts or start a career in boxing or maybe even join the WWE?
No, I'm starting a professional Mario Kart League. I'm going to be the champion of... I'm taking on eSports next.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, putting red panties on his wife. On the eSports champion, I'm playing that Dota game, you don't know.
Dota. When's the last time you won an actual fight, Connor?
2 years ago.
I think so. I think so. So you watched the fight.
That was an okay fight.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad. Connor gassed himself out.
Yeah. I was more surprised. I didn't watch the fight. I watched maybe 3 rounds on Facebook. The most pirated fight of all time.
It's funny because people we're just going to stream it and get it taken down. I had a friend that I let watch it. All you have to do is video chat.
Yeah.
You're not streaming it. You're just doing a video chat. They can't regulate.
Yeah, exactly.
The guy that was streaming was playing music over.
I saw that.
And so that didn't get taken down.
Well, I saw that there's people playing music over, but they were playing licensed music. So that kept getting taken down. So one guy started playing his own mixtape over it because it wasn't licensed music.
I think that's smart.
But I just, my friend Mo in Albuquerque messaged me and he's like, hey, are you watching the fight? Tell me who wins. I was like, dude, if you had Facebook chat or FaceTime, I'll just FaceTime you right now. And I just propped up my Xbox controller. I was like, here, just watch it, man.
Cool.
Nice.
And he watched it all through there. It was funny because my controller or my phone was popped up. You could see him with his baby. He's holding his son. We're shit talking him. I don't know if you could hear me. I had to get up and get a drink a couple times. I just walked by the camera. It was an okay fight.
I was more or less surprised it took Mayweather 10 rounds to put away a guy.
Not really. Well, that's funny because everyone says, it's a guy who's not a boxer. Before he was in the UFC, he was a boxer.
He was a boxer.
Oh, okay.
He had a boxing career. It wasn't pro, but he was a boxer first.
How long ago was that?
I don't know. Before he was in UFC, he's got 21 fights in UFC, so it's been a while.
It's been a long
time. But he's got training in boxing, and he's mainly a striker in the UFC.
Yeah.
So it's not like he's going against just some guy.
It's not way out of left field for him.
Where the whole he's not a boxer thing is kind of bullshit to make that claim. Mm-hmm. But I'm not surprised that it went that long. I knew Mayweather was probably not, or McGregor.
Yeah, he's not a knockout artist.
Neither one of them are going to knock each other out that early. Especially in bigger gloves. I think we're in UFC gloves. It was a different story. That's why we see knockouts as quick as we do, because there's no padding on those gloves.
Yep.
But I think it went as long as it should have gone. I think it made sense after we passed 25 minutes. McGregor was gassed and couldn't hold on.
$10
a
round.
Which is 5 rounds. Yep. 5 rounds in a UFC match is 25 minutes. It was after that mark where you started seeing him lose it and lose.
And yeah, I called it. That's what I said. If it goes beyond the fourth, fifth round, McGregor's going to get tired, and sure enough.
He wore himself out. He chased Mayweather way too much. And Mayweather didn't really run either. Like I expected. I expected him to be like De La Hoya running.
Yeah.
But it was...
run for his life.
It was an all right fight. It wasn't bad. Some of the fights underneath weren't bad either. So. Yeah.
It was okay. Well worth the $100.
The best comment I saw on Facebook is someone said...
1,500 people.
Right? Someone else posted on Facebook and they said, bucks. You know, if you think that fight was great, you should see the one that's about to happen at my house and my wife finds out I paid $100.
Yeah, I saw that. That's great.
That's good. It cringes a little bit for the $100.
Let me run through real quick. I don't know. I tried to save a little bit of news throughout the couple weeks, but I don't know how
I do have something I would like to talk about with you guys, if you don't mind.
No! Are you coming out?
Well, that's later in the show.
Oh, okay.
The whole ordeal with, I don't know if you guys seen Sexy Star.
Thank you.
Oh,
I forgot about all of this.
And Rosemary in Mexico.
Yeah.
So Sexy Star dislocated Rosemary's shoulder pretty much on purpose after that match. Because it was after the match. She put her in an arm bar and she dislocated her shoulder.
The bell rung and she kept the hold on.
I don't know if we're going to read it all or if I'll post it, but I have all of
Rosemary's
comments
and
her response.
I think I retweeted them.
Maybe, if you retweeted them, I think we're good. I don't think we really need to get out and read them all. Mike Kanellis posted and said, for the record, We Are Rosemary is one of my favorite people in wrestling. Heal up, homie. To which Road Dogg replied and said, Mike, did that girl really hurt Rosemary? Mm-hmm. Just wondering so I can ensure she never works in a company I work for.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah.
Well said.
So, Sexy Star's got a lot of heat on her, man. Yeah, and she's had before. I mean, we had the issues where she came in and she took the belt off of Taya, and now she legit injures on purpose and is forced to apologize.
Vampiro forced her.
Yeah, Vampiro made her apologize to Rosemary in the back because she would not go face-to-face with her after it was over.
I just don't... it's nuts.
It's
are we surprised? I mean...
I know. She's had that reputation to work.
I didn't think she'd
be hard to work with.
I don't know.
I didn't think she legit hurt a person.
They apparently were shooting on each other in the middle of the match.
Yeah.
If something went wrong in the middle of the match, they started taking shots at each other, and then Sexy Star took it upon her own to dislocate her shoulder afterwards. Even bigger, I mean, it's hard to say something's bigger than someone intentionally getting hurt. Dr. Wagner Jr. lost his mask in WrestleMania.
Yep.
30-year veteran, man, lost his mask. Like, that's huge. That's a big moment in Mexican wrestling.
Yes.
But I don't know, man. That's pretty disgusting if she did it.
It's a shit move.
It really is.
Bullshit.
Regardless if it was an accident, it's a shit move that you refuse to apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And if it was on purpose, it's an even shittier
move. I think you know when you throw someone a legit arm bar and you're about to bust out their shoulder. I think you know you're going to do that.
Yeah.
The armbar that you throw in a match is different than the armbar you throw in MMA.
And did you see her? She kept like rocking her hips intentionally too.
Yeah. She legit wanted to break her arm.
And in other news, Mark Jannetty's trying to fuck his own
daughter. Oh God, I saw that story.
Did anybody else see this?
Yeah, I cringed.
Marty Jannetty?
Yeah. Oh, so there was a girl that he thought was his daughter, then found out it wasn't. So he shared a picture of it and it says, "If you love me as much as I love you, I will give you your opinion, or you'll give me your opinion. I just did DNA test 2 weeks ago. She's not my daughter. We both held out on sex because we didn't know whether she was or not. But from a guy's side, she's fucking hot. But she's been my daughter. I don't want to, but I can't get past that." Marty Jannetty legit wants to bang the girl.
Trump was bad.
A girl that he raised as his daughter.
Wow.
I think the marbles are still screwed up from his head going through that barbershop window.
And I don't think we talked about it, but John Jones has been... suspended and got
busted for doping
stripped
again.
Of his title for doping. Last time he was suspended for coke. Mm-hmm. I think he was suspended for doping at one point, but he was stripped for coke last time. This time he was stripped for steroids. Yep. The best picture I saw, a picture of him and Lesnar side by side that said, "Surround yourself with positive people."
That's good. That's awesome.
Well, I think that's about it. I don't see. I'd saved a bunch of news, but we went a week, and I don't know if I deleted it all.
It's all good. I think we caught up on everything that we should have caught up on.
That was a lot happened this past week, and a half or so.
This I saved from August 20th. Current Ring of Honor World Champion Cody Rhodes just used the LaBelle Lock, the Yes Lock, on Sonata at the Ring of Honor War of Worlds show. After just after Sonata got to the ropes, Cody started screaming yes and chanting yes to the camera, to which he says, "I'm waiting on you, Bryan Danielson."
Oh, shit. Sweet.
So
that's awesome.
Cody's using Daniel Bryan's moves.
Yeah, and Daniel Bryan's return looks a lot more positive now.
I've heard.
So, like, what they were finding out actually wasn't, you know, legit as serious as they initially thought.
So,
his return to the ring, albeit probably not in WWE, but just in general, was looking way
imminent.
Yeah, like it's gonna happen. Just wait for that contract to end.
We're still gonna get him as a playable character in the game, right?
I'm sure he will be.
I wish we still had Corey Graves as playable.
That's what I keep wishing for. I wish that they put Corey in the game.
Right.
Let's I think it was in 2K16. Yeah. And like his music and everything in the game is badass, and it was a lot of fun.
Love on the pre-show for NXT? They had Neville out there, and Corey Graves was talking about who was he talking about? Someone screwing over as their tag team partner in NXT. I can't remember who it was, but he's like, "Yeah," he's like, and then the guy was just terrible, and he screwed him over as a tag team partner, and Neville loses his shit. He's like, "Oh."
Yeah.
Somebody screwing someone else over as their tag team partner, huh? He's like, "Sounds very familiar." And Corey just like shut down completely. Like he just kind of put his head down.
He got called out.
He's like, "Oh, no, that we stop talking about my wrestling career." It was short, but it was good.
I miss Corey Graves, man. The savior of misbehavior.
Yep.
And they brought him up on the Mae Young pre-show when they were doing the bracketology.
Oh, yeah.
Lita referred to him as a savior of misbehavior, and he's like, "Oh, my God, I haven't heard that in so long. It feels so good to hear that."
You know that dude misses it.
Oh, by far.
Right.
For sure.
On that note. All right. Remember, Mark's going to send in your questions or comments, but follow us on Twitter at @smart_marks. You're more than welcome to follow our personal accounts as well. You can follow me at @MateoD3. You can follow Jeremy at @JBeta2. You can follow Alex at @Garkus80. Like us on Facebook. There you can interact with us. Another part of the show. You can also
only
follow
kayfabe,
us
bro.
On Tumblr and Instagram. And if you hate social media altogether, want to ask a question, anyway, email us at smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. Again, that email is smartmarksquestions@gmail.com. If you guys shop through Amazon, please use the referral link on provengamer.com. There's absolutely no added cost. Just use the link, which shows that you're a fan of the show. We get a little bit of help from Amazon to help keep the lights on. Guys, get ready to start sending in your donations for extralife.org. And speaking of donations, guys, we got a lot of fans, friends, family out in the Houston area.
Booker T.
Reality
Wrestling,
exactly.
Man. Exactly. There's a lot of great wrestlers, a lot of great people out there.
You can donate to Red Cross. You can donate to the Greater Houston, community, something like that. That's the one I donated it to. Yeah.
Did we not talk about the fact that Pelvis Wesley was on?
Southpaw Regional.
Yeah. So good. So, guys, if you have
we had a question that we missed.
Just donate it.
Speaking of Southpaw, Tom asked
Tom asked, do we wish Southpaw legit toured? Yes, I do.
Yeah, he asked us if we would enjoy WWE doing house shows as Southpaw regional wrestling characters.
Wow. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's happening in the game. Like, as many new characters as we have, as soon as that game comes out, I'm running a Southpaw show.
Yeah.
Danny Bandana.
Danny Bandana and the USA.
Remember, you can stream, download, and rate the show from iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, and ProvenGamer.com. Be sure to give us that 5-star frog splash rating and leave a funny review that I can read on the show, or drop a promo on us. I'll read that too. While you're there at ProvenGamer.com, you can check out some awesome game reviews and articles in the Trophy Horse podcast and Nintendo Dual Screens. There's another new podcast. They still haven't updated this. So make ProvenGamer.com your one-stop shop for everything gaming and wrestling related. Thanks for listening, Marks. Once again, I am Matt. He is Jeremy. That is Alex. And we'll catch you guys next time on the Smart Marks.
Peace out.
Peace out. Too sweet.
Too sweet, guys.
Sweet.